views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Well, I'm looking out my window, seeing great sunshine today. We had that little dusting of snow over the weekend, which was fun for those of us here in the Seattle area. We don't see that too much, and it was just enough that it made it look pretty, but it didn't really interfere with getting around, especially for the, I guess it's not Black Friday, Black Weekend. I don't know if we call it that or not. Anyway, the shopping weekend after Thanksgiving didn't impact people too much with the snow, but I loved seeing it. It was so pretty when it was coming down Saturday morning, and I'm happy to just stay home if it snows. I don't need to be out there on the road. Anyway, today what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about using romantic relationships to enhance your spiritual growth. And a couple of months ago, I did a show where I shared how I was using my online dating experiences, and especially the ones that might have been tagged as unsuccessful, to increase my love for myself rather than what more commonly happens, which is that we beat ourselves up for failing. And, you know, even worse, we might feel that something is wrong with us because of the failure of a dating relationship. And so that show a couple months ago was really about how using those things that most people would label as a failure as growth and learning and increasing your own self-love. And so if you're interested in listening to the archived version of that show, you can find it at thelauralongleyshow.com, and it aired on October 6th, 2014, so that you can find it easily. Then about a month ago, I did a show where I shared what I had learned about myself and how I had grown from a very brief dating relationship that I had. And that the whole length of that list lasted 3 weeks. And yet I had some pretty big learnings from it. And my biggest shift in that situation was I realized that I was always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and that I was always looking for what was going to go wrong. It was too good to be true. And that by looking for what could go wrong, I actually created things going wrong. You know, this is the law of attraction. What we focus on is what we draw to us. And in that show, I also talked about the idea of soulmates and how they might show up in our lives and how they really are different or can be different than what we traditionally think of as a soulmate. And I'll be talking a bit more about this during today's show as well. But if you're interested in listening to that show, the archived version of that show, you can also find it at thelauralongleyshow.com. And that show aired on October 27th, 2014. So what I'm going to be talking about today is I'm going to be sharing all that I'm learning and gaining from revisiting a romantic relationship from many years ago in partnership with the man with whom I had that relationship. And we first met 9 years ago, hadn't had any contact for almost 5 years. And I'll be sharing more about what's happening with that. And that's the whole piece of today's show, is all the things I'm learning from that. And one of the learnings that came from this reconnection almost immediately is the topic of this week's light bulb moment. And that's that we all tell ourselves stories about circumstances, and situations that may or may not be true. And in telling these stories, we create how we feel about what's happening. So what we tell ourselves, our thoughts create our emotions. So the stories we tell ourselves about what is happening is what creates how we feel about it. And going forward, we create our own history of what happened that's not based on the facts, but it's based on the story that we have attached to the facts. And I'll share that during the light bulb moment in just a minute. But first, we're going to do our healing meditation like we do every week. And this week, last week I was sick, so I didn't do a live show. So this week, let's do it for people who have trouble feeling grateful, people who have trouble finding things in their lives to be thankful for, since we just had Thanksgiving. So during this 1 minute meditation, send out your love and healing to anyone who is having trouble finding something in their life for which to be thankful. And that could even be you. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release that. Just one more deep breath in and release that. And as always, I'm very grateful for all of you participating in this. Through sending out our love and healing energy, we are changing the world. So today for the light bulb moment, I want to talk about the stories that we tell ourselves and how that might create a version of history that really, well, number one, is not true, but also can be painful for us when the reality might be something very different. So my story about this is that, you know, I've been sharing over the last couple of months that beginning in September, I got back into doing online dating after I had been on a hiatus for many years. And about a month ago, a few weeks ago, I was online on, there's two sites that I use, but on one site in particular, and I suddenly had this idea of looking for this man that I had originally met 9 years ago and seeing if he was on the dating site. And, you know, I have to say, I'm not really sure why I did that. I really think it was, you know, the universe speaking to me based on what's happened since then. But so I remembered what his username was, and I went and searched for him, and I found him pretty quickly. And our history was that we first met 9 years ago. We had a couple of rounds of casual dating, and the last time we were never in an exclusive relationship. But there was some leftover pain and hurt from the way that we had engaged or not engaged. And the last time that I had had contact with him was 4.5 or 5 years ago. So I didn't have his contact info, like his email address or phone number or whatever, because a couple of years ago, I did a course called Calling in the One. Some of you may have heard of that. Catherine Woodward Thomas, she's very well known for the book as well as the telecourse that she does for that. And one of the things they talk about there is that if you want to create something new, you have to let go of the old. So at that time, I had gotten rid of all of my contact information, emails, everything that I'd been holding on to from any previous relationships. And so I didn't have any of his contact info. So as I said, I did happen to remember what his screen name or username, whatever we want to call it, had been when I met him before. Now, why I remembered that, I don't know, but I did. And so I searched by the username and I found him right away. So I read his profile and it said that he was retiring and moving out of state. And so I sent him an email congratulating him on retiring and, you know, just kind of a few lines of, you know, nice to see you, glad everything's going well, kind of that was it. And pretty quickly, I received an email back from him that was, you know, a friendly one. You know, he had looked at my profile, sounds like you're doing well, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so it was nice to have that friendly interaction. It's not that things had ended badly necessarily, but that we just hadn't been in contact for a long time. So I didn't know how that would have been received. And so after those initial emails, I sent a more serious email. And the reason for this was that in the course of our interaction over those several years, I had always felt not chosen by him. When we first started dating, he was coming out of a relationship where he was upfront about, I'm not ready to do anything more than casual dating. But then over the course of time, he did have some relationships after he and I met, but not with me. And so it had always been, like I said, I just always felt not chosen, like there was something wrong with me. Why didn't you choose me when you were ready? And so I decided to ask him about that via email now that we were connected again. And his response surprised me. He felt that he had tried to shift the way in which we were engaging to something more, but that I rejected him. So, you know, here we both are going around feeling like the other person rejected us. And so he invited me to meet for coffee. And since then, we have seen each other a number of times. And we started out by spending some time talking about our history, trying to understand what happened. And we've each been surprised, and I would say I've been shocked to learn what stories he's telling himself, because they're so not the reality of how I was feeling or what I was trying to convey. And I know in turn that what I told myself is not what was true for him either. And, you know, I wonder about, why did it take 9 years for us to get there? Why did it take all this kind of miscommunication or undercommunication before we could get to really talking about what was actually happening for each of us? And, you know, I think the biggest piece of it is that we were both so afraid of rejection that we made assumptions about why the other person was acting the way they were. And we didn't ask for verification about what story we made up or clarification from the other person, because it felt scary to make ourselves vulnerable enough to say, I'm feeling rejected by you. Is that what you really mean? Because it does, you do have to be vulnerable to say, here's how I'm feeling. And so the time and distance that we've had from one another has now allowed us to be in a space where we can say what was true for us at that time. And I really have to say, I have been so very grateful just for that piece of it. But there's been so much more learning that I'm going to share with you as we go on here. But that piece has been huge for me, and especially in understanding how I make up stories about things, we all do, that aren't even true. And we make up these stories that make ourselves feel bad, and they're not even true. And so, you know, here he and I were both avoiding asking the other person how they really felt or clarifying. And by not asking it at that time, we actually created what we were afraid of. We felt rejected by each other. And so it's actually a little bit ironic, isn't it? But now, by understanding what was really true for each other back then, we are healing those wounds. And I am very grateful for that as well. So the moral to this story is, check out your stories. You know, many times we're feeling hurt or scared and we avoid asking for the truth, and it perpetuates our feelings of fear and pain. You know, the worst thing that can happen if you ask for the truth is that what you're already telling yourself really is true. So you're already creating all that pain and fear. And if it really is true, if you ask and find out, yes, it really is true, I'm being rejected. When you know for sure, then you can grieve it and move on. But when you don't know for sure, you're going to keep coming back to it and coming back to it. And when you ask for the truth and check out your stories, the best thing that can happen is that you find out that you're totally off base with your story. And then you can let go of the fear and the pain created by the story and feel the emotions that are more properly attached to the reality of what's happening. So that is my part of the story that's going to make up our light bulb moment, but it's taken me a long time to tell it to you. And so we're going to take a break before I come back and summarize it into a light bulb moment for you and how you can use it in your life. So right now we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Baby, let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Is there something you truly want, but you just keep sabotaging yourself from getting it? I mean everything from procrastinating on it, forgetting about it, or dropping it down on your list of priorities. This week's Sophisticated Tip
is to show you that anytime you're sabotaging your own happiness, success, or well-being, it's because you're dealing with some sort of shame.
Overcome shame that holds you back. You've got to first notice it. Then listen to Get Sophisticated to receive some focused coaching
or a reading.
You can do it. Just be brave enough to uncover it. You'll be kicking the shame to the curb sooner than you think. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting
GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You're lying, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a woman,
we're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking more about my dating experiences and what I'm learning, how I'm growing spiritually from them. And before the break, I started our light bulb moment, which was me telling a story of how I reconnected with a man that I first met 9 years ago, and how we've been talking about the misconceptions we had about what was going on for the other person, the stories we each were telling ourselves about what was happening in the relationship that really wasn't true. And so I'm encouraging you to check out the stories you tell yourself. So that leads into this as a light bulb moment, which is about when you find yourself telling yourself stories, what are you going to do about it? So the way you want to start is by thinking about a situation in your own life where you're feeling hurt or rejected or maybe misunderstood, or maybe you're afraid someone thinks badly of you. I know that for me, this has been something in my previous career where I'd get worried at work that somebody was upset with me about something, but boy, I was afraid to ask them about it. And we all have these kinds of things by the boatload. And so I'm sure you can find one. So the one that I want you to think about is choose a situation where you feel a certain amount of trust with the other person where this situation has gone on, because this can be something that's happened in the past or something that's kind of more current as well. But choose a situation where you would feel that you would be able to actually talk to the other person about it. And start by asking yourself why you're afraid of finding out the truth. Why haven't you asked this person if the thing you're assuming, this bad thing, is really true? And usually it is because it means that there's something wrong with you or something bad about you, and we're afraid of somebody verifying that for us. But if that's true, you know, if that's the case for you, realize that you're already telling yourself that anyway, based on the assumptions that you're made. You're already telling yourself that you're bad or there's something wrong with you. And so the truth is not going to be any worse than what you're already telling yourself. And ask yourself, what is the worst thing that could happen? I ask for the truth from this person. I say, here's what I'm telling myself. Is this true? What's the worst that could happen? The worst that can happen is that you'll find out that what you assumed is true. And then you go to see above, which is really, it's no worse than what you were already thinking, right? And so if the worst happens and you find out that they do think something bad about you, then what? How are you going to take care of yourself and recover if the other person says, yes, I really am rejecting you, or yes, I really do think you're a bad person? Have a plan before you have a conversation about how you're going to take care of yourself. And then ask yourself, what's the best that could happen? And of course, the best thing that can happen is that you're going to find out that you were mistaken. You made up a story that wasn't true, and you're going to feel better. So once you've kind of worked through that yourself, and you might journal about some of this, then make a decision that you're going to contact that other person. So you will find that when you start thinking about talking to someone about something that feels scary or hurtful to you, that you're going to come up with all kinds of excuses about why you don't need to talk to them. Trust me, I know this is true. I have been there many times. Set those aside. You're going to do it. Make a commitment that you are going to talk to the other person about this. And then you can approach it in a couple of ways, depending on your comfort level and the relationship with the other person. You can do an in-person conversation or a phone conversation. And in some ways, I think that this is best because It allows for clarification to take place if they say something you don't understand or vice versa. But if that feels a little too scary, then you can do it via email. And what you want to do is you want to ask for some of their time if you're going to do it in person, or, you know, if you do it via email, you can just say, you know, here is the situation that happened between us. And what you want to do is you want to state the facts of what happened, not your story about it, but what anybody looking from the outside could see was the actual observable facts about what happened. And then own that you've made up a story about what these facts mean and that you want to check out your story to see if it's true. Then you share your story with them. You ask for their feedback on the validity of your story. And then you ask the other person to share their own story about what happened, because they will have a story too. We always do. This is just how human beings work. And then you can tell them whether their story is true or not. And throughout this process, you want to be thanking them for engaging with you. And at the end result is going to be that you're going to know what is really true from their perspective. And so if it's something that doesn't feel good to you, then you get the opportunity to really allow that pain to process through you and then let go of it. And if it turns out that you were wrong and then there's really nothing bad, well, how great is that? So that is the light bulb moment, and that actually took up way more of the hour than I had intended for it to take up. But I'm going to move on to talking a little bit more about what else I am learning through re-engaging with this man that I first met 9 years ago and us having some really interesting conversations. So it's been, as I said, it's been several weeks. Over three and a half weeks since we first connected. And we've continued to get together several times a week since then. And, you know, it's not like, I don't even know how I want to say this. It's not a quote unquote normal new dating / romantic relationship. It's very different than when you're first meeting somebody and dating. And, you know, part of that is because we have history together. And part of it is because there are some constraints in his life. The primary one being that he's moving out of state very soon. I mentioned that when I first connected with him, he had that in his profile. He's retiring and moving out of state. And so we're not coming to it with this fresh slate and anything is possible. There's history we're dealing with, and there are constraints around proximity that we're dealing with. And it's interesting because those two factors, the history and the constraints, have actually contributed hugely to the lessons that I'm learning about myself and relationships and to my spiritual growth. And so going forward through the rest of the show, I'm going to share with you what some of these other lessons are and how they're changing my approach to dating and to relationships. And I hope that you're going to find some value in all of these stories I'm going to share that will help you with your own relationships. But it is once again time for a break, so we're going to do that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do.
Excited about Galeas Cafe and Galeas dressings. All of the flavoring comes from a family tradition and recipe, and secondly, from people that love to bring to the table, literally bring to the table, what I grew up with, and that is a lot of love and delicious ingredients. And when I first discovered them, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. And what I loved about them was not only are they gluten-free, but They're made from some of the, you know, most incredible natural ingredients. And more importantly, I just want to say is for many of us, low fat and sugar. I mean, no sugar. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Order your dressing today. Visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. You know, years ago when I was put on an amazing nutrition plan by my naturopath, I was thrilled to know that there was an amazing dressing and marinade that was perfect for my diet. That's Galeo Salad Dressings and Marinades. They offer six of the world's best and most delicious salad dressings, marinades, and dips for your favorite dishes. Only fresh, all natural ingredients are used. Of course, that's why I would absolutely be thrilled to be eating them. Each Galeos recipe starts with pure Koji Miso, certified organic and non-GMO fermented soybean paste, rice vinegar, certified non-GMO and organic. Other fine ingredients are combined to create amazing flavors. So think about what you'd like to introduce into your fall menu. Go to GaleosCafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S. cafe.com or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking more about relationships, dating relationships, romantic relationships, and how we can use our experiences of those to help enhance our spiritual growth, how we can learn lessons through whatever is happening in the relationships that we're experiencing. And what I'm talking about today is all the learning that I've gained in the past month from reconnecting with a man that I first met and dated 9 years ago. And it's really been quite remarkable. I've been incredibly grateful from the beginning of the way that we've been able to engage, the things we've been able to talk about, and how it's creating these huge shifts in my life. And so one of the things that came clear for me a couple weeks ago was this idea of being in the present and not projecting into the future, just being able to be with what is right now and not having to know what it's going to lead to, where it's going to go. And I would say that women in general tend to project relationships far into the future. And given this is a generalization, but my experience as a woman and having women friends has been that, you know, we meet somebody, we like them, we can envision a future with them. And all of a sudden we're down the road 10 years, you know, having kids. Well, not at my age, but, you know, when you're younger, all the stuff that goes with that. And in this situation that I'm telling you about now with reconnecting with this man, in the beginning, I was doing that too. In the very beginning, it was like I was so excited that we were figuring out what had gone wrong before. And so I'm envisioning, you know, this wonderful future with him after 3 days of our reconnection. And, you know, I told you he was at that point, he was moving away, out of state, far away in less than 2 months. And, you know, but I went, well, you know, I've been thinking about moving myself for the past couple of years, so it wasn't inconceivable that I might move too. And I was just so excited about us reconnecting in a way we never had before that I already had the rest of our lives together already planned out. And that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. It wasn't quite that far, but yes, I was way down the road in the future. However, I came into the picture less than 2 months before he planned to move, and his plans had been in the works for years, and he had some very specific ideas of what his life was going to look like, and I wasn't in those plans. Imagine that. I wasn't in those plans, and he was very clear from the beginning that I couldn't count on having a future with him. So I needed to stop and ask myself if it was going to be enough for me to just engage for the short term with no promise of anything more. And this all kind of came to a head for me during a session I had with Pavitra, my body talk practitioner. And I shared a little bit about that session 2 weeks ago. But that session was a week after this man and I had first reconnected. And during that session with her, I realized that I'd been in a fantasy world about the future because I needed to feel safe. And I'm putting safe in quotes, that no future, if there was no future between us, then it meant again that I wasn't good enough. This was my issue with this man from way back when, feeling not good enough. And through the body work that I did with Pavitra, a huge shift began to happen for me to understand that what he did or didn't do didn't mean anything about me. It didn't mean anything about my value, didn't mean anything about my worth. It was not about me. And at the end of that session, Pavitra left me with the idea to just try and enjoy this for what it was, enjoy it for what it is. And I was actually fairly easily able to come to a place where I don't need to know the future to be okay right now, being in the now. And, you know, I've had a couple of episodes of reverting back to wanting to plan the future, and that's normal. I'm in a shift. It's not like flipping a switch and all of a sudden I'm going to be different. You know, I'm going to have relapses where I go back to my old way of being. But when these things happen, I review what happened in my session with Pavitra, and that new understanding about myself and my worth, and really, really feeling that, really owning it, really knowing it, that then I'm able to let go of that future tripping, as people call it. And this idea of just being in the now and enjoying it for what it is also related to the Buddhist concept of letting go of attachment to outcome. I'm doing what's right for me in the moment now, and I'm enjoying the present until it is no longer enjoyable. And then I can make a different choice. It doesn't have to lead anywhere. It can be okay being just what it is right now. And another thing is that I'm letting things be what they are without needing to change them. I've let go in this particular situation, and I'm trying to expand this to the rest of my life, but I've let go of trying to manipulate or control things to turn out the way that I want them to do. And that's the letting go of attachment. The manipulating and controlling is all about the future. It's not about the present. And I realize that because I'm usually projecting into the future, that I'm constantly trying to create that future scenario. That's the manipulating and the controlling. And if things don't look the way I want them to, or the way that I think they should look, then I try to control the circumstances or manipulate the other person. And when I'm doing that controlling and manipulating, I'm not in the present. I can't enjoy it because I'm not there. I'm out there in the future trying to create something in the future. So I would say this little piece for yourself, if any of this feels familiar to you, and if you're a woman, I would guess it probably does, then, you know, take a look at your own life and see where projecting into the future is keeping you from enjoying what's happening right now. An example of this, and this is kind of a little silly light example, but I'm sure you know people who take so many pictures on their vacation that they don't even experience what's actually happening. They're only filming what's actually happening. They're not actually in it, experiencing it. And I remembered, oh gosh, maybe 20 years ago, a woman that I worked with went on a whale watching trip, and she came back and she had hundreds of pictures. And this was really before digital cameras. So these were real pictures and physical pictures. And one of our other coworkers said, well, did you actually see any of the whales not through the lens of a camera? And that's what I'm talking about. You know, when we're trying to create something for the future, it keeps us from enjoying now. So ask yourself where that's happening in your life. Is there some place where you're worrying about what's next that's keeping you from enjoying what's now? And is there any time in your life or any place in your life where when something happens that doesn't seem to support your vision of the future, that it upsets you? Look at that and say, can I be okay with what is right now? And this whole thing about being in the present and letting go of trying to control and manipulate the future has also led to another new understanding and a big shift for me. And that is that the perfect relationship for me doesn't have to look a certain way. The conversations that I've been having with this man and what I'm learning from that, these conversations are primarily triggered by our own relationship, both what's happened in the past with us and also what's going on right now. And they're leading me to look at relationships from a bigger perspective, not just as it relates to the two of us, but in general, relationships in my life. And one conversation we had recently was about how many relationships don't work because each person has a vision for what it should be like and they're not on the same page. So they're each trying to create something, but they're trying to create something different. And the more I thought about this later, I realized that I've always approached dating with a certain goal in mind. And, you know, the goal I have might be different depending on where I'm at in my life at the time, how old I am, whatever. But I always came to the dating experience with a certain picture in my mind of what the right relationship was going to look like for me. And this is very common in our culture. And I would also say it's very common as human beings in general. We like to know what to expect. Our society sets up certain norms for us. We're raised expecting to be married, to have a certain number of children, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what I realized is that these expectations limit my ability to have meaningful relationships. When I think something needs to look a certain way, then I reject other relationships that might be of value because I think they don't look like what I'm looking for. And I make myself unhappy because I have to tell myself that if it doesn't look a certain way, there's something wrong. So the reality for me, and you know, I would say this is also true for each of you if you really take an unbiased look at yourself, is that there are many ways a romantic relationship can look and still be satisfying and still meet my needs. And the situation that I'm in with this man right now is a perfect example of this. I would never have deliberately chosen the situation that we're experiencing. I would have looked at it on paper and said, there are too many constraints and limitations. He can't give me what I need because of those, and the timing is all wrong. And on and on. It would look not good on paper, believe me. But the reality is that I'm getting exactly what I need in this moment. And it's because of all the things that look wrong on paper, not in spite of them. If we hadn't had these constraints set up in that he's leaving and a few other things that are going on in his life that really limit our ability to spend time with each other, I don't think that the kinds of conversations we're having now would have taken place in the way that they were, in the way that they have. So the reality is that I'm getting exactly what I need in this moment. And because I've experienced something that looks so wrong and it's actually very right for me in this moment, I'm able to let go of a lot of my parameters for the perfect relationship. So, you know, take a minute now for yourself and think about your own relationships. And these can be romantic relationships or other types. It could be family relationship. It could be a friendship. And think about how your idea of what that relationship should look like is impacting your ability to be happy with the way it actually is. And ask yourself, how does your vision for the perfect relationship limit you in what you allow into your life? What are you cutting off that could be of value to you because it doesn't fit your picture, your perfect picture? And that is a really great question to ask yourself on a daily basis in all areas of your life, opening up, letting go of those limits of what things need to look like, what a relationship needs to look like. And on that note, it is once again time for us to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Snowflakes, burnt lungs, a taste. Lights gone. Days
end. We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking more about how Romantic relationships can be used to enhance your spiritual growth. And throughout the show today, I've been talking about what's been happening for me over the last several weeks when I've reconnected with a man that I first met 9 years ago and hadn't been in contact with for 4.5 years or so. And all of the big learnings that I'm getting out of our interaction. And just before the break, I was talking about the fact that it's led me to learn to value being in the present. And out of that has also come an understanding that a perfect relationship for me doesn't need to look a certain way. I'm letting go of having a structure of what the perfect relationship for me needs to be. And related to that is this idea of the one. And my understanding is that what I've come to believe is that there's no such thing as the one. And I have a friend who's kind of on a parallel path with me in terms of the dating and relationships and experiencing some similar things and yet some slightly different situations as well. And so she and I talk about a lot of this stuff. And she mentioned wanting to let someone know that he is the one. And this was the day before I had the conversation with this man about having ideas about what a relationship needed to look like. So when I realized that the perfect relationship for me could look many different ways, I also had the aha that looking for the one or labeling someone as the one was just a twist on thinking that a relationship had to look a certain way. If you're always looking for the one, you miss out on all the great people that you could be meeting and would add value to your life because they don't fit your definition of the one. So it's just like trying to find the perfect relationship or having an idea of what the perfect relationship looks like limits your experience of things that could be great value in your life. The same thing with if you have an idea of someone being the one or looking for the one. And, you know, I want to say that, yes, we have to be clear on the way we want to be treated in relationship and what value a relationship brings to our lives. But these are high-level concepts and they can be fulfilled in many ways. So when you label someone as the one, it also puts a lot of pressure on them to measure up to your ideal. And they might fear that just by being themselves with all their warts might not be enough for you because they know they're not perfect. None of us is. So this brings us back to the idea of being in the present. And instead of asking yourself if this person that you're dating is the one, ask yourself, is this relationship fulfilling for you right now? Right now, in the present, am I getting what I want and need from this relationship? And that's the question to be asking, not is this person the one? And related to that, so all these things are very related ideas, and this is actually how this has all come to me. It's kind of flowed from one idea into the next and has expanded into being, you know, kind of this group of ideas. So the next thing that I want to say is that there's no perfect relationship and there's no perfect partner. So there's no the one and there's no perfect relationship. Because we have to accept that there is nothing that will ever be perfect. Because we're all human beings. We have different personalities, different character traits. We have different needs and wants. And whenever two people come together, they are never going to perfectly mesh with one another. There are going to be things that are going to be bump up against each other. And nothing is ever going to be perfect. So when we come into relationship, we ask ourselves a few questions to determine if this relationship is where I want to be. Because I know it's not going to be perfect. So I can ask myself, first of all, is being in this relationship better than being alone? And I think that that's a very poignant question to ask ourselves, because I know that many of us get caught up in feeling lonely. But we need to decide, okay, is being alone better than what I'm experiencing in this relationship? Or am I willing to live with the things that aren't perfect in this relationship because it is better than being alone? And then ask yourself, can I live with the issues that are here in this relationship without driving myself crazy over them? Am I going to get so focused on what's wrong that I'm going to drive myself crazy? And if the answer is yes, then no, that's not a good relationship for you. And then you can ask yourself, is what I get from being in this relationship enough to sustain it? Am I getting enough of what I need to continue? And only you can know the answer to that. So, you know, I'm not advocating staying in a relationship where you're unhappy. That's not what this is about. But if you are unhappy, you need to take a look at how you might be creating that unhappiness yourself. And one thing to ask yourself is, do you have a picture of what the relationship should look like? This is what we talked about before. So are you measuring what's real against what you think it should look like? And if you release that picture, will you be happy with what the relationship actually is? So this is coming back into the present moment. Another question to ask yourself is, are you projecting into the future about what the relationship needs to become? And if you are, if you release those future expectations and come back to enjoying the present, is that enough for you? And then finally, do you have expectations of how your partner should act or how they should be that are arbitrary? And by arbitrary, I mean they're based on what you think the one should be like. And if you do, if you find that's true for you, ask yourself, if you release those expectations and let your partner just be himself or herself, are you happier? So those are ways to really embrace that there is not going to be a perfect relationship, but also knowing whether the relationship is enough for you. So to wrap it all up, I want to say that I am so incredibly grateful for this revisiting of a previous relationship and all the learning and growth it's bringing me. I couldn't have planned the way that it's unfolding and all that I'm gaining if I had even tried to do that. And that's another lesson about being open and allowing what is. My heart is now open in a way it never has been before, and I will be forever grateful for that. I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a week filled with love and with wonderful shifts, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Is there something you truly want, but you just keep sabotaging yourself from getting it? I mean everything from procrastinating on it, forgetting about it, or dropping it down on your list of priorities. This week's Sophisticated Tip
is to show you that anytime you're sabotaging your own happiness, success, or well-being, it's because you're dealing with some sort of shame.
overcome shame that holds you back, you've got to first notice it. Then listen to Get Sophisticated to receive some focused coaching
or a reading.
You can do it. Just be brave enough to uncover it. You'll be kicking the shame to the curb sooner than you think. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting
GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.